Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amid Beis, as we are in the midst of the sugyas of Nira mi bachutz v'shave mi bifnim v'chulu, as we continue in this first parak until we get to the second Mishnah of the Masechta, and that is on daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. But at least today we get up to the next section of the first Mishnah on Yud Amid Aleph. But now we're still on Tes Amid Beis, in the sugyas of Nira mi bachutz v'shave mi bifnim, and we just quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan regarding this issue, and we suggested that Rabbi Chiya holds one of the ways. Then we said maybe just like Rabbi Yochanan rejects the Brisa, so too Rabbi Chiya rejects the Brisa. And then the Gemara said, no, that can't be. If Rabbi Chiya taught the Brisa to his students, it must be that he holds of it. That was the last point that the Gemara made. That Isa, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Isa dolo savrla lamalei lemisna. Why would he have learned it in the first place? Just one comment about Brisas. We know Brisa, the word Brisa, means left outside. Like we had yesterday also, Puktani Lebra. Go learn this outside. Brisa means something that was left out. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi decided to leave it out of the, when he cataloged and he put together the Mishnah. There is a machlokas we showed and we mentioned in the past between, it's known as the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, but others, other achronim really expanded upon it, and that is, did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi just organize the Mishnah and put it all together, or did he actually write it? Rashi, in a few places, gives the impression that he did not write it. Did not write it. He put it together. We mentioned the Maariv Chayis is a big fan of this opinion, where the Maariv Chayis says, many times you have machlokos, what exactly is the spelling of a word in the Mishnah? How could you have such a discussion if the Mishnahs were all written down already? Right, it says, oh, that mandamar des zelo mishtabish, the first daf in Avodah Zarah. Mandamar zelo mishtabish, mandamar zelo mishtabish. And the Gemara at the beginning of the last parak of Sukkah. How do you spell Shoeva? Right, Shoeva with an olive, Shoeva with a, I think it was an ayin. But how could you have such discussions if the Mishnahs were written down already? Bismarck Gemara. So it must be it was just organized and they had it as a corpus, a unit of literature, but it wasn't specifically written down. And that's why he says that whenever they quotes in the Gemara, every Amud of Gemara, when it quotes a Brice of Mishnah from elsewhere, it says V'hatanan. It doesn't say V'haksiv. Right? Is that just to teach me that there's a difference between psukim that are written down and mishnayos that are written down? Or he said, no, I'd rather understand it that psukim were written down, mishnayos were not written down yet. Only much later were they actually written down. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi decided that they have to be put together. And he gets the credit because it was the first step in writing it down. But that is a big discussion. Either way, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a fascinating discussion in his introduction to Emes Liakov on Ala Torah, where he writes, talks about the relationship between Brises and Mishnayis, and he compares it to the relationship between Nevi'im to Torah. That's what he compares it to. There is a Rashi, Rashi in Tainus on Daftes. Rashi there says, V'lo Ramza Moshe Ba'oraisa, Sha'chumish hu yesod Nevi'im, V'ksuvim, U'bekulam yesmach limso min ha'Torah. Says Rashi, and he expands upon it, that all of Nevi'im, all messages of Nevi'im, can be learned out from the Torah if we just look hard enough. That's why the Gemara, I think in Maseches Nedarim, tells us that if we wouldn't have sinned, we would have only received the Torah and Sefer Yoshua, because we had to have Eretz Yisrael too. So that's what we would have had. But because we needed it, so that's why we had all the other Svarim. But really, the roots and the messages of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim can all be found in the Torah. Just hafokhpa vafokhpa. So he says the same idea by Brises. A few times in Shas, the Gemara tells us about Ilfa. Ilfa was a friend of Rabbi Yochanan, and Ilfa had left Yeshiva, but he always wanted to show how he really, you know, he has it and he knows. So he would sit on the edge of a mast of a ship and say, ask me any kasha, quote me a brisa, and I'll tell you the source of it in a Mishnah. And if I can't, I'll throw myself in the water. So you see from there, from that line, that brises, the roots of brises, are in the Mishnayos, right? That's one of the Ksuba Samachtes, right? He says, Ika da asi da amali milsa da bei rebchia verboshia v'lo pashtina le mi masnisen. Right, if I won't prove it from a Mishnah, so that's what he discusses. V'diver Rabbi Yochanan elu lomdim anu hayachas ha'amiti bein atorah l'nevi'im v'ksuvim. So the chiddush is both in brises and mishnas, and the chiddush is in Torah and nevi'im v'ksuvim. Ein davar she'ein aramos b'torah hafokh ba v'hafokh ba tekula ba. Ein shum matzav she'eino kasuv ba. There is no situation that we can't figure out based on what it says in the Torah. Shum she'ela she'eino nifteres ba. Kishira neis purim. Right? And the Gemara says, when purim happened, biksha esra minasan hedrin, kisvuni ladaros. Write me down, vehe miskimu lakach, rak la'achar, shematzu la'smach van haTorah. Only once they found the smach from the Torah, how do we know that we could write down Megillas Esther? Right? The Gemara in Megillah, about how many times is there a remez to Amalek? How many times is Amalek supposed to be in the Torah? In Nevi'im Ksuvim. 3 times, 4 times, how many do you count the one to the Torah as? 1 time, 2 times, that's the Gemara. Gamez kol ha'ish tal shul, etama orod, choshev es ha'gemara. And also, Esther min haTorah minayin, Haman, Mordechai, Vechulu, and they give many examples of this. And he says, that's why, fascinatingly, the end of Nevi'im, what's the end of Nevi'im? Malachi. The last Navi tells us, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Why does Malachi say that in the third paragraph of Malachi, all the way at the end of Nevi'im? Zichru Toras Moshe. It's a hint to us, because everything of the in the past couple of Svarim, the roots of it are really in Toras Moshe. Ki kol haTorah, kol haHanagos, kol haTshuvos, l'chol haSheilos, kulam remuzim baTorah, v'yesh rak l'chapsom. We just have to search for them. Lu zachu Yisrael, b'lo hayuchote be'egel, lu zachu, v'hayu notarim b'madrig. Asam HaRishona, if he wouldn't have lost the level, lo nekar, and they would have gotten everything from the Torah, but of course we didn't stay on that level. That's why we needed a lot more. And there's a bigger discussion here, but feel free to look. That is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Hakdama to Emes LeYaakov, the relationship between Brises and Mishnayos, the relationship between Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Chumash. Why did we mention this here? Because we had the Gemara, where the Gemara says, hey, if he, that wouldn't be an authoritative Brisa, so Rabbi Chiya wouldn't have mentioned it to his students. It must be that this was an authoritative Brisa. Okay, so let's continue now. Amar, about 10 lines up from the bottom, last word on the line. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim nida mishim lechi. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna holds that you can count it as a lechi. Remember we said, if you could see the lechi from the inside and not from the outside, then for sure it's okay. Seen from the outside and not from the inside, so then that would be a machlokas. And machlokas, whether it's mishum lechi or mishum ena mishum lechi. Amar Rabba Umosvina Nashmaitzin. So there's a kasha, if you all need a mishum lechi, so there's a kasha from a Mishnah later on, which we quoted already once earlier, but a Mishnah later on, the Mishnah tells us, chatzar katana shnifrasol gdola, remember you have a big chatzar and a small chatzar. Yeah, the picture book will be good again today, a number of pictures coming up. Chatzar katana shnifrasol gdola, gdola muteras viktana sura, if you have a big and a small yard next to each other, and if I stand in the small chatzar, so then I do not have any walls on my big chatzar side. Right, there are no walls there. So it's nifritza bimilua l'rishus acher, as we had a couple of days ago. So in that case, the ktana is going to be asura, because there's nothing on that side. Even though the gdola is going to be okay, because there are walls on the opposite side of the gdola. So that's the mission we had later on. That comes up later on, that's Sadi Bey, Sadi Gimel, and we had it already 2 days ago. So Vimisa, but if it's true that a lechi that could be seen from the outside, but cannot be seen from the inside is good, so Ktananami, Tishri Binirami Bachutz Veshavami Bifnim. So in this case, even the small chatzer, you should be able to carry in. Because the walls can be seen from the outside, from the big chatzer's vantage point, even though they can't be seen from the inside. So why do we say, why if you hold it's good, why does that Mishnah say it's no good? So the Gemara is going to have 3 limitations. 3 ukimtas, and you need all 3 to understand how this Mishnah fits into the opinion that says seen from the outside should be good enough. So number 1, Amar Abzera, b'nechnasin kos lektana ligdola. No, the case is where, let's say I have the small chatzer, but 3 sides of the small chatzer. The 2 sides of the small chatzer that touch the big chatzer, those walls continue straight into the big chatzer. So even according to the opinion that if it can be seen on the outside, it's okay, that's only if there's no blockage, if there's no hefsek between those lechis and the area that you're trying to enclose. But here, you have extra wall that's going straight into the big chatzer. So that breaks the side walls that we want to use for to be the lechis of the small chatzer. And that's why it is no good. Right? That's what Rashi describes, that it goes straight in, so it blocks the side walls. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, V'lema lovet v'tishteri. So what if it blocks the side walls? if it's within three tefachim of the outer walls, if these extra walls of the small chatzer are within three tefachim of the outer walls of the big chatzer, which we're trying to use that section to be the lechis, so if it's within three tefachim, so then Tishrei should be mutter anyway. So with lovewood, as we've said. So we have to come up with a case that it's not within three tefachim. So here we go. And if you want to say that it's very far, meaning the big chatzer is huge compared to the small chatzer. It's much bigger. So these extra walls are nowhere near, or at least more than three tefachim away. But v'hatani Rav Ada bar Avimi, kamei de Rabbi Chanina, Rav Ada said in front of Rabbi Chanina, ketana be'asar gedola b'chatzesrei. The case of the Mishnah is where the small chatzer is 10 amos, and the big chatzer is 11 amos. And as we had earlier, an amma is 6 tefachim. You put the small chatzer into the middle of the big chatzer, so 3 tefachim on each side. So that is within Lavud. 3 tefachim on each side, isn't it? Good, so again, but he says, ketana be'eser gedola b'chatzesrei. So that's why, can you use it or not? So look at the third to last Rashi on the Amud. Ketana be'eser gedola b'chatzesrei. She'ein gedola odefes al haktana ela ama achas. The bigger one is only greater than the small one by one ama. Hare shlosha tvachim lakan v'shlosha tvachim lakan. You have three tvachim on each side, but then Rashi adds in, v'ovi knisas aksolim mima'atin es ha'shlosha mikol tzad. But then you have the thickness of the walls themselves that put it within, not three tvachim, full three tvachim. The thickness of the walls themselves puts it within three tvachim of each side, t'ikol avud. So therefore, again, why can't you count this? Why can't, again, within the Manda Amar, that's what we're trying to figure out, within the Manda Amar of Nire Mi Bachutz works, so why, in the case of the Mishnah, could you not carry in the small chatzer? So he said, A, you have extra walls sticking out. But what second? If those extra walls are within three tefachim from the side, which we just said they are, so it should be able to work anyway. So, condition number two. What exact case of the Mishnah is? Amar Ravina, b'beflagin mikosel zeh b'shnayim u'mikosel zeh b'dalet. It's not centered. The small chatzer is not centered in relation to the big chatzer. It's four tefachim from one side and two tefachim from the other side. So from the four tefachim side, so it's not lovud. So Gemara says, okay, but what about from the other side? V'leim alavud mi ruach achas v'tishteri. There's lovud from one side, the one that is the side that's only two tefachim away, so it should be lavud at least from there, from one side. So the Gemara has a third condition. Again, what's the case of the Mishnah that the Ketana, you cannot carry in the Ketana? You have extra walls, it's not centered, and number three, Rebihi. It's going like the opinion of Rebbe. To Amar Bina Chnei Pasin. Remember, our Mishnah is not talking about a Mavui. The Mishnah is talking about a Chatzer. A chatzer, as we'll talk about in a second, is more stringent, ironically, than how you solve, how you allow carrying in a chatzer is going to be more stringent than in a mavui. So this mishnah is going like Rebbe, who says that you need something on both sides, not just on one side for a chatzer. De Amar, bina shnei pasen, you need two boards. De Tanya, chatzer niteres b'pas echad, Rebbe omer b'shnei pasen. Rebbe needs two. So far, so good. What we just explained, we said that even according to the opinion that holds that if you have a lechi that can be seen only from the outside and not from the inside, it works, right? Even if you hold that way, how do you understand the Mishnah? Why can't you carry in the small chatzer? Oh, the small chatzer is a specific case. It's a case where you have extra walls sticking out, it's not centered, and it's going like the Shita of Rebbe. Okay, that's a big ukimta. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say a word about all this, but those are the three conditions that are needed. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll make a comment about Chatzar and Mavis. The Gemara says, one second, hi, Mai.
If it had the lechi, then you could carry, you think?
If it had, what do you mean, if it had the lechi? If it had another lechi besides these walls sticking out? If you had a lechi that can be seen from the inside. I'm sorry, that can be seen. This we're going within the opinion that even if it can only be seen from the outside, it's good. If you're missing any of these conditions, it would be good. If it's within three tefachim of the side, if it was centered, it would be good. If it didn't have the extra wall sticking out, it would be good. Right? And if it wouldn't be like the Shita of Rebbe, it would be good. You need all three to explain why it's no good. according to this opinion. So now the Gemara says, one minute, but there's still a problem. Hi, Mai. E amrit bishlama nira mi bachos v'shava mi bifnim. Eino nido mishum lechi. If you hold like the other opinion, like we started off with, right? The machlokas of Chiyin Rabbi Yochanan. If you hold like the other opinion, that if it could only be seen from the outside and not from the inside, it is no good. V'rebi savala k'Rabbi Yossi. And Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi. So then that would work. If all of that, meaning, you'll see what the problem is in the contrast. What is Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, Rashi in the first skinny line, Rashi quotes Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that we're going to have later on in the Perek, Ein lechi pachos mi rochav shlosha. Every lechi needs to be at least 3 tefachim wide. That's what Rabbi Yossi says later on. Well, so according to that, then we understand why everything is as it is explained in this Mishnah. Udra bizera, udra vina lesa, and then you don't have to come up with the other two elements of they're sticking out, it's not centered. Umishum hachi, this is the key. Katani katana be'esav gdola b'achas esrei. Mishum derab rebi savala k'rab yosi. Our big problem now is, why do we have to say the Mishnah, why did Rav Ada Baravimi quoted a brisa on the bottom of the previous Amud. That Mishnah is a case where the big chatzer is 11 amos and the small chatzer is 10 amos. Why did he say that? Why is that brisa forced to say that our Mishnah are those dimensions? One amma bigger. So if you say, like the opinion, that if the lechi can only be seen on the outside, it's no good, then I understand perfectly why you had to say that. Because this Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that your lechis have to be at least 3 tefachim wide, and that's why, one amma bigger, 3 tefachim on each side, wonderful, and you need on both sides, like we said, the Shita of Rebbe, I understand everything. But if you want to say, as we've just spent a lot of time and energy explaining, trying to fit the Mishnah according to the opinion that a lechi seed from the outside would also be good, and you had all these conditions, but this, you're still left with a problem. Why would you be forced to explain the Mishnah as 10 versus 11 amos? Why would you need to do that? Udrebi Zera, Udravina Isa, and you have all the ukimtis of extra wall and not centered. Verebi Losavar like Rabbi Yossi, and you don't suggest that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi about the 3 tvachim wide. Gedola Bachasasri Lamali, why would you have to have that condition of 11 amos versus 10 amos? Mimanavshach, says the Gemara. Ila Mishregla Gedola Kaasi, if the point of saying the width of these side walls would be in terms of allowing you to carry in the gadol, you don't need that much. Be'eser v'shnei tvachim sagi. All you need is 10 and 2 little tvachim. Meaning it's not going like the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So one little tefach on each side would be good enough to be a lechi. El the ila mesra l'ktana kasi. And if the measurement is coming to teach me a reason why it's usher in the ktana, lash me into miflagi tuva. Just give a more pashut straight answer, a case where it's bigger than more than one amma, more than the small one. So Elalav, so even though we spent so much energy trying to come up with how this mandamra would fit into the Mishnah, we end up saying it doesn't work. Elalav shma mina nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim eino nida mishum lechi shma mina. Period. It doesn't work in the end, and we end up saying the Mishnah is against that opinion. Good. Stop there for a minute. The Rashba has an important tshuva based on what we're just talking about. The Rashba discusses why is it that lechi, that mavuis, have more flexibility in terms of how you matir them than a chatzer. What is a mavi? An alleyway. Remember, houses go into yards, yards go into alleyways. And how do you matir an alleyway to carry? Just put a one little board. That's all you need. A chatzer, as we'll see, you need much more. You need these, like we just said from Rabbi Yossi, chatzer, you need pas echad, shnei pasin, you need more. So why is that? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, in Simen Reish Gechelik, hey, Simen Reish Gimel, Masha Sha'alta, lo Masha Amru, b'mavui d'bebatim v'chatzeros, psuchas l'socho, she'nita b'lechi v'kora, a mavui just needs a little board, u'kashe'ein batim v'chatzeros psuchas l'socho, v'chein chatzer, but just a chatzer? You can't just put a lechi or a korah by the doorway of a chatzer. Ela b'pas dalid. You need a larger wall. Why is that? Says the Rashba, the more personally used an area, the larger protection it needs. That's the rule. A chatzer you use for much more private, personal, tsanua, actions. And it's much more commonly used. You need more protection for that. Mistavra, says the Rashba. Kol shehu asui yoser ledira uletashmishe hatsne v'le'echol bahem. Any area that you need for, you know, the living purposes and private usages, tzarech yoser mechitzos gemuros. You need more mechitzos. Leficha chatzero shabali batim shedarka lishtamish b'en yoser betashmish hatzne v'le'echol bahem. You eat there, you drink there, in your yard. Tzrichos mechitzos yoser gemuros. V'chein adin b'mevaos she'ein batim b'chatzeres psuchos l'socho. Remember this whole, we had before, the day of Rebbe. We also had it in Masechah Shabbos. This whole solving the problem with the lechi or kohor is only if you have houses going into yards and yards going into alleys. What if you don't have houses, you just have yards? So then you're going to end up doing your personal stuff here. So that's why the standard's going to go up. Diuran mu'atim heimishtam shebehem yoser. Dein aboshen kolkach le'echol ul hishtamesh behem l'ficha acharein kechatzer. So then it's just like a chatzer and you would need the tzuras ha-pesach or larger boards. Just like all of our communities, right? If you say you can build an Erev, what's an Erev? We use tzuras ha-pesachs. Right, we don't use mavuis, like the Ramah said, the minagah that we had. We don't use lechis or koras. We use tzuras ha-pesach, because we do all type of usages in all of our neighborhoods. So therefore, we eat anywhere. You know, it might not be a good idea to eat anywhere. The Gemara talks about if I eat bread in the shuk, I'm like a kelev. Was there somebody once asked Rav Avigdor Miller, one of the recent greats. You know, the Gemara says that if you eat pas in the shuk, you're like a kelev. What if you just have a cookie? If you have a cookie, he says, then you're just like a puppy. This is just like a puppy. Sort of a Victor Miller line. Okay. Anyway, but that's the Tshuvas HaRashba, why the connection between Chatzer and Mavli. Good, we continue. Amar of Yosef. Lo Shamia, third to last skinny line. Lo Shamia li Hashmaitza. I never heard about this topic. Meaning, I don't know what we hold in the major topic that we're talking about of nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. Right? Never heard. And again, this could come up l'maisa in certain cases. Again, not nowadays when we just use tzuras ha-pesach, but in the days of old, let's say some people, you know, didn't want to ruin the aesthetic beauty of the alleyway. So they wanted to know, you know what, you could put the lechi outside, where it's not visible from, you can see it from the street, because the street's not pretty anyway. So does that work? Let's say you have some, like, takifim in the alleyway. I don't want a lechi here. Right? We know throughout the world today, well, where the communities that, the few communities, that where the population does not let people put up an Erev, why? Oh, it takes away from the aesthetic beauty. Right? That's the excuse. So what about here? Right, they're even though who knows about telephone poles, there's no problem with strings. But all of a sudden, if it's religious, okay, then it could be a problem. But either way, let's say they want it on the outside, so it could come up l'maisa. So nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. So what's the halacha? Rav Yosef says, I don't know. I never heard this. That's what Rav Yosef says. Amar le'abaya, or Rav Yosef says specifically. If you look in Rashi says this, and the Ritva expands upon it. What he meant to say was, I never heard it from my Rebbe. My Rebbe, Rav Huna. I only heard it in the name of his son. Right? Says the Ritva, I'll read it to you because he's more expanded. Pirish. Shar Yusa de Rabba bar Rav Huna de la'el de nira mi bachutz lo shamate de Rav Huna avuha. Klomar svar de nafshehi velo kibla me aviv kedei lismo chalav. If it was from my Rebbe, obviously I would hold of it. But I never heard it from my Rebbe, so therefore, I only heard it from my Rebbe's son, so I'm not sure how authoritative it is. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Amar le'abaya, what are you talking about? At Amrit Ni'alon, you told this to us! Meaning, this is one of the examples that we have in a number of places in Shas. Rav Yosef forgot his learning, and his Talmidim reminded him. He was sick, and he forgot some of his learning. So you told it to us! So the Gemara, where's the most expanded? What does it say? The Gemara refers to it a number of times. But the Gemara Nedarim is the Gemara that says that he got sick. Right? The Gemara, the first Dafik Supis says this. But if you look at the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Lomar de Mishakech Limudo. He forgot, there's a pasuk that refers to forgetting one's learning. Rav Yosef Chalash. Rav Yosef got sick. Iakar Le Limude. He forgot a lot of his learning. Ahadre Abaya Kamei. Abaya was machzir his learning to him every time he said something. Hainu, right? He had the notes. Abaye had the notes. Every time he says that, he's like, Rebbe, you spoke about this a couple years ago in a shir. Hainu debechal duchta amrina. And that's what we say all places. Amar Rav Yosef lo shami li hadashmaitza. Amar le Abaye, ata brita nialan umeha mastisan amita nialan. Exactly what our Gemara is going to say. But this is the original source. The Gemara Nedarim on Daf Mem Aleph. The Ben Yehoyada says over there in Nedarim, it can't be that forgot all his learning. It can't be forgot all his learning. I mean, he was still Rav Yosef. He was still, they didn't remove him from his post. So it must be that he forgot certain details. And he probably would have figured it out if you would have given him enough time. But sometimes people jump in and say, no, no, but this is... Say, oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. But that's a, it's hard to say that he forgot all of it. Especially because, the Ben Yehuda there quotes the Chidah. The Gemara in Bracha says that if somebody's Mekabel Yisurin Ba'ahava, Zochesha Talmudo Miskayim Biyado. Somebody's Mekabel Yisurin with love, so then Hashem makes him remember everything. So what, Rav Yosef? He obviously was Makabal Yisurin. Biava Vech Rebbe Rav Yosef Shachu Talmudim Bechalayim. So it must be it wasn't total forgetting. V'chein Rav Yosef Lo Shaka Kol Talmudo Ela Mixas Halachas Bilvad V'gamze Mixas Kasher Is Kiru Oso Lefneim Achar Kach Nizkiru Etzlam Hadvarim Kaviyasam She Yodim Osam Etchila. Right, he forgot it temporarily, but either way, he did forget it. Interesting. We mentioned this in a parsha here a couple of years ago. Forgetting one's learning. Sometimes we get depressed. No, we always get depressed. You know, I want to remember everything. We have to push ourselves. But it's part of the Bria. It's a beautiful thought that Rav Shimon Shkup has in his Akdama to Shara Yosher, where he talks about in Parshas Kisiso. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. And we're going to lean about it on a little bit on Shabbos Chalamoid as well. The question that many Mefarshim ask, which he asks, is why did Moshe break the Luchos? Why did he just like put them away? Get everybody to do tshuva, kill the ones that violated the Rechayev Misa, and then give them the luchos. Moshe didn't know there was going to be another set of luchos. So, well, he was risking it. It's a big risk. He's taking a chance. Right? So why didn't he just put them away? I don't understand that. So he explains, no. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that luchos rishonos were etzbelokim. Etzbelokim, written by God, means eternity. You would learn something in Luchos Rishonos era, and you would remember it forever. It would be seared into my heart, because it's Etzba Elokim. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there could be people that don't devote their lives 115% to Torah, and there would still be a big lamdanim, and they would remember everything, and they wouldn't have to work so hard. Moshe said he can't have a Torah like this. He sees in front of him what, you know, a lack of true commitment does. He sees them dancing around the Chet HaEgel. Moshe says, I don't know what's going to be, but this situation cannot exist. So he breaks the Luchos. Second Luchos, Psal Lachash Ne Luchos. It comes from man. What does that mean? It's not eternal. We want to remember something. We have to push ourselves and kill ourselves and review it and work hard to remember it. So when we forget something, it's all because of Luchos Shnios. That's you know, it's supposed to be that way. Because we're supposed to work hard to remember it. He says, Imali lo nishtabru luchos rishonos lo nishtacha Torah miYisrael haynu shaisa skula bahem shim laman adam pam achas hayashamur bezichrono lolam. They would have remembered it. The inyan zeh hirgish Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom shalul al yidei zeh lios chilul hakodesh nora maod sheefshar sheyizdamein. There might be shia ish mushchas umiguol b'maisim roim baki b'kol chadri haTorah. Rachman alaslan. Sometimes we have some, you know, examples, but very, very, very few, right? That, but Moshe says it would be all the time. I'll try to find some others, right? And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. So when we talk about forgetting Torah, we have to realize that's part of Teva. We have to take solace in the fact that we're not supposed to remember, we're supposed to try to remember everything, but we have to work hard in terms of that, and we're in the Luchos Shnios era, and that's why this is the Metzias of what it is. Either way, so Rav Yosef forgot. So Rav Yosef lost some of his learning, so Abaye says, no, but you made a comment to us about it. Va'at amrit ni'alan, va'aha amrit ni'alan. And your comment was about the following. Damarami bar Abba Amar Efuna Lechi. The following statement. Lechi ha-Moshechem Dafna Shalmavi. A lechi that literally is pulled with the wall of the mavli. What exactly does this mean? This is a machlokas rishonim. We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says this means you have a mavli, and at the end of the mavli, instead of just putting a little board, a little pole, you basically extend one of the walls. You put out the lechi in a way that one of the walls is extended out, which basically is nira mibachutz. Right, you can see from the outside, you can't see from the inside. So one of the walls is extended out. That is Rashi. If you look in the Rashba, you look in the Ritva, they don't like this pshat for two reasons. Number one, they don't think it sounds that way from the words. Right, lechi hamot, that goes with the dofen of the mavli. The Rashba and the Ritva assume, no, we're talking about a case where you have a mavli with one wall of the mavli, we had this already once, is longer than the other one. Right, one of the sides of the mavli extends out longer. So we spoke about it 2 days ago, putting a diagonal, string. But not that. The Ritva and the Rashba say, no, the case is where you add a lechi to make the two sides of the mavli even. That's the case of, that's Moshech im dafno shel mavli. We'll see also why they reject Rashi in a minute, misvara. But anyway, let's go with Rashi pshat. So a lechi that goes, again, you have a regular mavli, and you have the lechi that goes out, extending one of the walls. Pachos midalat amos, nido mishem lechi. If it's less than 4 amos out, so then you consider that a lechi. That's fine. Umishtameshim chuto apnimi. But you could only use, you could only carry up until the inner side of that lechi, because you can't carry next to the lechi outside in the street. Dalet amos, but if it's 4 amos long, then nidar mishum mavui, v'yazol shamish v'kulo, then it's like a mavui itself, as we've had before, that gains its own status of a mavui, and then you cannot carry next to it unless you put another lechi there. That's the brisa. V'at amrit lan ala, and then Abaye says, Rav Yosef, and you commented about that brisa, you made 3 ha'aris. Shma mina tlas. We learned 3 things from that brisa you told us, Rav Yosef. Shma mina, bein l'chayayana. Sir, number one, you see from there, you can't carry next to your lechi, right? Because what did the brisa say? You only can carry to the inner rim. Ushma mina meshech mavi ba'arba. And you also learn how deep is the minimum mavui? 4 amos. Because it said, once it's 4 amos, it's not a lechi anymore, it's a mavui. Vishma mina nira mi bachutz. Vishma mi bifnim, nida mishem lechi. And also, we learned that if it can only be seen from the outside, it's okay. Because what did we say? If it's less than 4 amos, so then it's good. But you can only see this from the outside. Yeah, that's true. Nido mi bachutz, nira mi bachutz, shav mi bifnim is okay. So Rav Yosef, you, Rebbe, commented about this to us. One more line. V'hilchasa, nira mi bachutz, shav mi bifnim, nido mishum alechi. And that's what we hold, says the Gemara. If it can be seen from the outside, not from the inside, it's okay. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Tshufta v'hilchasa. We just said on the end of the previous sugya that the Mishnah later on about the big and the small chatzer shows that this sheet is wrong. This sheet is against. So how could you say, oh, we hold like it even though we just rejected it? The Gemara says, that's okay. Not a problem. And you have that sometimes. Why? Mishum, if you rejected an opinion, how could you say we hold like it? Mishum detani, Rabbi Chiya kavase. Rabbi Chiya quoted a brisa like this opinion just now. And therefore, we could hold of it even though it was a tshufta and a hilchasa. Good. Couple of points. Number one is, where do we... is there a svar for this? If we rejected it based on a Mishnah, so how could we say tiyufta v'hilchasa? Yes, okay. So I saw the Sharnam Sarah Balacha says, no, the point is because you could still, if you still had another couple hundred years, you could try to figure out how the Mishnah fits in. Just work hard and work hard and work hard. If it's not based on a logical problem, it's based on a textual, this is against, so sometimes the Gemara could say that because after all, it is, you could probably figure it out. Or another way to understand it, the Maritz Chayes. It's an important Maritz Chayes. Maritz Chayes in Brachas and Daf Chav Gimel. The Maritz Chayes says, you only say that you can't hold like a tzyufta post-Gemara. Meaning if the Gemara has a tzyufta against a Shita, then we, post-Gemara, cannot hold like that opinion. But the Gemara itself has the right to hold like that opinion. That's the Maritz Chayes in Brachas and Daf Chav Gimel. He says, Avagad tani tzyufta de Shmuel halacha kamoso. Why? The Efshar Dafka Haposkim Lo Yuchlu Lifso Kavase Hecha de Ifrich Bigamara Aval Hagamara Atzma Yuchola Lifso Kamoso Avagav de Ifrich. Very important line. Maritz Chayes Brachas Chav Gimel. It might be because of what we just said. Because the Gemara is reflecting, implying that you could figure it out eventually. But if the Gemara ended and just rejected it, so then it would be more of a challenge to Paskin that way. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue now with the two dots. V'haracha, so Rabosai, we made it to the next phrase of the first Mishnah in the Masechta. If you go back to the Daf Beis, the Mishnah said, right, if a Mavi is above 20 Amos, you got to make it lower, and Abhuda says you don't have to. The next line, we're up to the second line of the Masechta. V'harachav me eser Amos yimai. If it's wider than 10 Amos, so then you must make it smaller, but if it's a Surah Sapezach, even wider than 10 Amos. Good. Amar Abayatana V'harachav me eser yimai. Rabbi Yudah Amar Einen Tzorach L'maid. Rabbi Yudah says you don't have to, even if it's wider than 10 Amos. Remember, we had this on that base. Because we said then, Rabbi Yehud and the Rabbanan argue, what's the source for their opinions? The Pischo Shel Heichal, or the Pischo Shel Ulam, the antechamber or the Heichal. And we said, according to Rabbi Yehud, it's all double, right? It's all double. It's 40 and 20, not 20 and 10. So according to Rabbi Yehud, even if it's 10 amos wide, you don't have to be mamaidit. V'yad kama, is there a limit? How far does he allow? Savar of Achi, Kamed, Rav Yosef, Lameimar, Ad Shlosh Esrei Amah V'Shlish. 13 and a third amos. That's as far as Rabbi Yehuda is going to give you. Why? The kavachomer mi pasi biros. It's a kavachomer from pasi biros. What are pasi biros? This is the first time in the Masechta we're going to have them. We're going to have them more than once. This is the first Mishnah in the next parak. On Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. First Mishnah in the next parak. What's the name of the next parak? Osin pasin. Osin pasin. What does that mean? Let's say I'm in the middle of the street. Middle of the street. And really, this halacha was made for the Oli Regel. All the Jews were going to be Ola Regel, and it took a few days to get there, so they slept in the middle of the road, in the middle of the street. And let's say it was Shabbos. How do I give my cows a drink from a public well, which is in the middle of the street? It's Shabbos. Right? I'm going to take water from them, from their down in the well, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I'm going to bring it up, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabin. What am I supposed to do? So Chazal allowed you to have a heter. What one could do is to create four right angle structures in a certain area, enough to fit a certain number of cows inside, and that's good enough, as long as you have the four right-angle structures, which is very makel. Very makel. You have all these huge open spaces on both sides. You have more parrots than omed, but still, because of the tzarech of Oli Regalim, you know, we would allow you to do that. Those are pasi biros. The pasin around this area. So, we have a kal v'chomer from these pasi biros.
Not just for the animal, the person could also care for himself.
The animal could go, the person could go inside and bring up the water and give it to his animal. Right, we give it the status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We give it the status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, exactly. That's what the Rashi says in about the sixth or last to last line. V'leshavye bein hapasin Rosh Hashanah Yachid. U'mutar l'malos, Rashi says. So, back to the Gemara. So we have a kavachomer from Pasi Biros to explain why 13 and a half would be the limit. Uma pasi biros shehitarta bohen parrots murbala omed by pasi biros which you allowed parrots more parrots than omed more open than standing walls but still loitarta bohen yosem ishloshes reama vishlish if in a case where you're really makel by pasi biros but still you only allow 13 and a third mavi shloitarta bohen parrots murbala omed so by a mavi which is a more stringent context where you did not allow parrots more than omed edo dichlotarta bohen yosem ishloshes reama vishlish so surely you shouldn't allow more than 13 and a third. That's the kavachomer from Pasi Biros. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's maximum width limit would be 13 and a third amos. Meaning there's not so much difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Tanakhama said 10, Rabbi Yehuda said 13 and a third. Right? We mentioned earlier, is there a possibility that he says 20? That was what we suggested on Daf Beis. But that's what the Gemara says here. But the Gemara says back one second, but you don't send us. No, that's exactly the point, just the opposite. Pasi Biroshi, Tarta Ben Parts Murbala Omed. Maybe by Pasi Biros, where you have such a kula, you have to balance it out. Lo Tata Ben Yosem, Mishlosh Esriyama Vishlish. Because you have such a kula, where you're allowed more open than standing, maybe that's why you have the limitation of 13 and a third. Mavui, Shloi Tarta Ben Parts Murbala Omed. But a Mavui, where you don't have more parrots, Tatir Ben Yosem, you get them all Amos Vishlish. So you should allow even more. Because you're not where you have a chumrah that you should be able to allow a kula. Right? We have that sometimes. Because we're so machmir on the one hand, we can be so make on the other hand. Right? One of the more common, well-known cases is Eidos Isha. By Eidus Isha, why are we going to allow her to get remarried if there's only certain circumstantial evidence that her husband died? We're making her basol because we're machmir for her later on. Because there's going to be mamzerus, she's going to have to get divorced from her new husband and her old husband, and there's such chumras later on, we can be makel at the beginning, right? There's a balance. Or the Gemara says back, you know, I mean, lidukisa, or I don't know, maybe the other side. Pasi biros, da akilus behu chad kula akubu kula achrina. Pasi biros, if you're makel once, maybe you should be makel again, right? Like the first side. Because you see, it's a totally lenient context. Mavui klava klalo, but my mavui not. So the Gemara leaves it as a question, right? Whether this is a good source. The Sfasamis here just has the suffix whether Rabbi Yehuda allows this 13 and a third, whatever it is, only on the fourth wall, like by a mavui, or would he even say it by a chatzer? Right, by a chatzer, we know 10 amos is the maximum. Does Rabbi Yehuda argue on that halacha? So Sfasamis just has a suffix about that. It sounds like he has it everywhere, not only here, because of the comparison to Pasi Biros. That's the Sfasamis is Sa'ara. Good, there's something else to mention about Oli Regel. That's the Kula. The Kula is for Oli Regalim, but let's continue a little more, and then hopefully we'll have time for it. Tani Levi. Levi learned in a Braisa. Mavi Shu Rachav Estrim Amma. If a Mavi is 20 Amos wide, right, so it's too big, you can't put a Lechi Rekara there. And you could put a Tzuras HaPesach there, but you didn't. Right, what are other ways to solve your problem that the opening is too wide? So, no, it's kana be'emsa iso v'dayu. The Braisa says just stick a pole right in the middle. If you stick a pole right in the middle, so either side of the pole is less than tanamos. So then, isn't that good? So where I said no. Hutani la v'omer la, de nalacha goso mishnah. That's not good. It's so skinny. One pole surrounded by almost 20 amos openings, the openings are going to be mevatel the pole. They nullify the pole and it's no good. Right? That's what the Rashi in the last line quotes the language we're going to have later on also. Asi avira dahaigisa, udahaigisa umavatel lekana. Right? The air on both sides is mevatel the standing pole. That's not good. Or you get the Amri, another version. Amr Shmuel mishmei de Levi, ein alacha gosa mishnah. Shmuel said in the name of Levi. We don't pass like that mishnah. Elehechi avit. So what should you do? Right, you have a 20 amma wide opening at the front of your mavli. What do you do? So again, one possibility is Suras HaPesach. But the Gemara gives two other possibilities. Hechi Yavet Amr Shmuel Mishmei Delevi Ose Pas Gavoa Asara. You make a board that is 10 tfachim high. B'meshech Arba Amos. But it goes 4 tfachim deep into the mavli. Umamidel Erkos HaMavli. And you stand it up going lengthwise. Meaning, you have a board, like a wall. You basically created a wall, splitting the mavli in half. And because it goes 4 amos deep, so that is why it's as if it's 2 mavlis. So 2 mavlis. Each mavli is less than, is 10 amos or less in front. That is one possibility. Again, you have your board that goes towards the back. The Rishonim here have at least two discussions of two limitations on this. The Ritva has two deos. When it says your board going back only has to be 10 tefachim high, does it depend how tall the mavui is? Is that by any height of a mavui or only by a mavui that is not so tall? Right, that is one question that the Ritva has. Does it depend how tall your mavui is? He says, first, umil sapsikta nakta b'chol mavui. Afa bishu gavoa yoser me'asara harbe at esher mama. Even if your mavui is 20 amos high, up to 20 amos, a 10 tafach wall is good enough. That's what he quotes the first day, that's what he likes. And then he quotes the Raivit that says, no, lo echshira ela b'mavui namuch, shapas magia ad akora. No, what we're talking about here is because it's such a lenient, it's not really two mavuis, you're trying to make it into two mavuis, it's only by a short mavui. Says the Ritva, v'divrei neviyusim. I think this is prophetic, but that divrei neviyus doesn't mean prophetic in a good way. It just means it's like, where did he get this from? So, he doesn't like that, Ravid. That's what Pashas of the Gemara is. There's no limitation. Any type of mavui. Number one. Number two, the other possibility is, Tosfos. Fascinating discussion. Is this, if you think about it, so you have two mavuis, but they're connected in the back. Because the wall doesn't go all the way to the back. Does it? So is this a case of a mavui akum? Remember the case we had earlier about a mavui akum in the L shape and it's connected in the middle? So we said that's a mavui akum. So is this a mavui akum? Because you have two openings, they both open to the street and they're connected in the back. So that's two days in the top Tosfos. The first day of Tosfos says that it's got to go all the way to the back wall, or else it's a mavli akum, and then you need a tzuras haPesach in the back, and then lechis in the front. That's the first day of Tosfos. And then the Ritzba in Tosfos says no. Mavli akum is only where the two mavlis open to different Rishus HaRabims. If they open to the same side, like this case, that's not mavli akum. Right? Different rules. If you open to the same side, that's not called going through. You have to think about the lumdus, why that is. What exactly is a mavli akum? They're both different mavlis that are connected in the back. What difference does it make if they open up to the same street or not? Either way, basically it's a semicircle instead of an L. Right, so that's an important two days in Tosfos, whether that would be called a Mavli Akum or not. But either way, this was the first possibility, how to solve your large opening. Inami, what's another way? If you have 20 Amos, what do you do? Kidder Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Mavli Shu Rachav, Chamesha Srei Amo, a Mavli that's 15 Amos wide. Markik, what could you do? So there's a way, you got to get it down to 10 Amos. So you could use wall and you could use space. Marchik shtei amos v'osef pas shalosh amos. So you go 2 amos away from the side and you put up a pas that's 3 amos long. So fine, wonderful, right? So you only have 2 amos on one side, 10 amos or less on the other side. So now you have closed off the front of your mavli in order to be able to then put a lechi. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute. The Gemara's going to ask a couple of questions. Why did you have to do it in this way? 2 amos and then a 3 amos. You'd rather have a smaller structure on the front facing opening, so it's like more, it's a more open field to go to the street. Why do you have a space of 2 amos and then a big pass of 3 amos, right? Three amos, which is 6 to 8 feet. V'yamai, yase pas ama umechza. Why don't you have a pass that's 1.5 amos? V'yarchik shtei amos. V'yase pas amu mechsa. Why don't you have 1.5 pas, and then space for 2 amos, and then 1.5 pas. That also would cover up 5 amos in your 15 ama opening. Why don't you do it that way? It's basically the same basic idea, but you break it up differently, and we would have a more open feeling. So why can't you do that? Again, 1.5 board, 2 ama space, 1.5 board. So Shema Amino, is this to tell me, Omein Meruba al Haparet Mishtei Ruchas Lohavi Omein? Is this to teach me that you wouldn't be able to put these 2 boards together? Whenever you need more standing than open, do you need the standing together? If you have 1.5 and 1.5, you can't put that together? Is that what we're supposed to learn from here? Which is a discussion elsewhere. The Gemara says, no, that's not what we're supposed to learn. La'olam, Eimalacha Havi Omein. No, really, it would be. You could put 2 areas together. V'shayni hacha, here is worse why. Da'asi avira da'haigisa, v'avira da'haigisa mavatulei. The problem here is that the 2 air spaces on either side of the board are bigger than the length of the board. So it's mevatel, the board, right? The air spaces are, one side is 2 and one side is 10 amos, and you have 1.5 ama in between, so that's going to ruin it. Whenever you're trying to create a wall, your wall has to be longer, or at least the same length, we'll talk about that in a second, as long, it can't be shorter. Your wall cannot be shorter than the both sides, both open spaces on its either side. So I said, okay, so how about this possibility? V'yase pas ama, make a board ama wide, v'yarchik ama, v'yase pas ama, v'yarchik ama, v'yase pas ama. Why don't you have board of an ama, space of an ama, board of an ama, space of an ama, board of an ama? So that'll be your 5. So Shema Mina, Omed Kaparitz Aser, is that to teach me another sugya? If it's exactly equal, that also is ruined? So Gemara says, no, Olam Eim L'Chamutar. Really, you could have done that. I'm sorry, really, Omid Kaparitz, I'm sorry, not that you could have done that, really, if it's exactly equal, it's mutter too. But, v'shani hacha, here it's different because, da'asi avir da'haigiso da'haigiso mavatale. Because again, here, it's not longer than the air spaces on its sides. So it loses its own identity. So Gemara then says, v'yarchigama v'yase pasama umechsa, v'yarchigama v'yase pasama umechsa. This solves all the problems. Why don't you go an ama away from the side wall, put a pas 1.5, then go an ama away, and 1.5. So you have 1 ama space, 1.5 ama board. 1 ama space, 1.5 ama board. That's so then it ends up that it's longer than the air spaces. The Gemara says, Nechinam, you could have done that. You could do that. But it's so, you have to be so medakdik, 1.5 in an airspace, just make 1 board 3 amas long. It's simpler. one, go two amas away and put up a board of three amas. That's the simplest solution. Says the Gemara, but v'dlechush dil mashavik pischa rabba v'ayel v'pischa zuta. But fine, so you're going to have the space of two and then the board of three. But are you worried then that people are going to start using that two amas space instead of the 10 amas space? And the whole allowance of the Rabbanan to put a lechi or a korah is only when you put it by the main entrance. Here, if people start using the smaller two amas space, that's going to ruin the whole allowance because they're going to start using that as the main doorway. The Gemara says, no, people aren't going to use that. Amar avada bar masna, chazaka, ein adam iniach pesach adam minichlas pesach katan. If there's a huge doorway and a small doorway right next to each other, people are going to use the big doorway. You don't have to worry about that. The Gemara says, umayishna midir abi ami udiravasi. But what about what we had earlier in the Masechta? Remember what we had when the sidewall of the Mavli came down a little bit? And we're worried that people are going to start walking through the side. So you see there, we are worried. The Gemara says, no, there's different. Hasam coming might be ilucha. There's on a different side. So if it's on the side, people might walk in there instead of having to go around to the front. But over here, people aren't going to be memaid. It's the same side. It's a big door and a small door next to each other. So people aren't going to be taking the small door in order to go into the big door. Good. Let's just do the beginning of the next section. Again, I'm sorry we didn't have time to get into that. Maybe I'll start with that thought from Schwab about the regal tomorrow. But let's just do the next section. Just one more minute. Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, or maybe a Brisa, or what does this have to do with us? We'll see. Or Ha'asla V'chalal Shalo. What if somebody has basically a toilet? What is it? It's a barrel where there's a piece of leather on top of the barrel with a hole in the leather. The question is, that's usually used for a bathroom. The question is that barrel considered an ohel for Tumas Ohel? If there's a mace underneath. Because you have to have, right, a certain area on top. Certain area, tefach, on top in order to create an ohel underneath. So here you have the side part where the person sits on, right, that is tefach, but then you have the space in the middle. So, ara aslav achalo shalom mitzarif mitefach. It's mitzarif. You're mitzarif. You combine the leather and the airspace in the middle. My ara aslav. What does that mean? Amar abba bar bachana. Amar biyochanan or kisui shel beis hakisei for a bathroom. Vekama. What are your shiurim for the leather and for the airspace to create one tefach to be an ohel? Amar kiyas. Rav Dimi. Amar. When Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, etzba'ayim mikan ve'etzba'ayim mikan ve'etzba'ayim berevach. Two finger breaths on the side and two finger breaths in the middle. Six finger breaths altogether, which is a tefach. Ki asa Ravin amar, Ravin had a different shiurim. Etzba umechza mikan, the etzba umechza mikan, the etzba revach peemsa. You know, you gotta have 1.5 spaces on the side of leather and 1 etzba in the middle. Basically, what's the ikar that he's saying? The leather has to be bigger than the airspace. Amalei Abaya l'Ravdimi mi pal gisu. Abaya l'Ravdimi, are you two arguing, or are you just giving different possibilities? Amalei lo, no, we're not arguing. Haber aver vasa, haber zid rasa v'lo pligin. We're talking about big ones and small ones, different types of barrels, but we are not arguing. And Amalei la'ai pal gisu. No. I think you are arguing. How are they arguing? Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. How exactly they are arguing? Good. We'll stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue. Remember, tomorrow night is the Haggadah Shir at 8:30.